From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is the Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia needs 446 billion rupiah for Nusantara Smart City Development. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs targets 100 entrepreneurs to join the Indonesia, Latin America, and the Caribbean Forum. Russia and China held their cooperation ahead of Putin's expected Beijing visit. I am Ahmad Faisal. Now the news in details. A budget of 446 billion rupiah will be needed for the development of the new capital Nusantara as a smart city in 2024. This was set by Nusantara Capital City Authority, OIKN, head Bambang Susantono, during a working meeting with the Budget Committee of the House of Representatives on Monday. In essence, the government wants to create a system, a solid policy, so that the transformation of Nusantara City as a smart city starts in 2024. According to Susantono, of the 446 billion rupiah budget, 146 billion rupiah is needed for the government's digital system, 30 billion rupiah is for the life digital system, and 169 billion rupiah for the smart transportation and mobility system. Director General of America and Europe at the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Umar Hadi, has targeted 100 entrepreneurs from Latin America and Indonesia to be involved in the Indonesia, Latin America, and the Caribbean Forum, INALAC 2023, which will be held in Jakarta on 16th until 17th October 2023. This was conveyed by Umar Hadi in a press briefing in Jakarta on Monday. Umar Hadi has also pointed out that with the joining of 100 entrepreneurs, the opportunity to establish business relationships will become wider.
At least the target is that 100 entrepreneurs from Latin America and the Caribbean will be able to attend this forum. As reported before, that 74 entrepreneurs have already confirmed. In the next 3 weeks, we can also add more. If there are 100 companies, there will be more opportunities.
Moreover, according to Marhadi, INA LAC Business Forum 2023 with the theme Forging an Effective Partnership will focus on three sectors which are considered to have a large market share in Latin America and the Caribbean. The sectors are pharmaceutical and equipment sectors, medical equipment, spare parts for motor vehicles, and furniture. They have a large market share in Latin America and the Caribbean. Indonesia is not only seeking to become a country that sets halal certification standards, but also a global halal production hub. This was said by Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin on Monday. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin made the statement during a meeting with the Assessment Institute for Food, Drugs, and Cosmetics of the Indonesian Council of Ulama, Shanghai, and Chinese Halal Sector Entrepreneurs. The meeting took place at the Indonesian Council of Ulama MUI office in Shanghai, which also serves as the office of Shanghai Al-Amin Consultant, one of the subsidiaries of Shanghai Al-Amin Biotech Co. Ltd. The Indonesian government will stop the operation of coal-fired power plants or PLTUs in 2058 or 2 years before Indonesia targets to achieve zero carbon emissions. This was said by the Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Arifin Tasrif, at the 2023 Indonesia Energy Transition Dialogue on Monday. According to him, he remarked after 2030, PLTUs will no longer be developed. Additional power plants after 2030 will be sourced from new and renewable energy, and the operation of PLTUs will completely stop in 2058. Let's turn to the international news. The first office of the Airport Council International, ACI, for Asia, Pacific, and Middle East was inaugurated in Riyadh on Monday with Saudi Arabia's Transport Minister and General Authority of Civil Aviation Chairman Saleh Al-Jaser and dignitaries plus top officials from 49 countries attending the event. As reported by ArabNews.com, ACI is an organization of airport authorities aimed at uniting industry practices for airport standards through working with governments, regional members, experts, and international groups. During the inauguration ceremony, Al-Jaser said the opening of the office would contribute to expanding opportunities in the aviation market and enhancing the interests of member airports in the Global Council. Russia and China's top diplomats discussed strengthening their international cooperation during a meeting in Moscow on Monday ahead of an expected landmark visit from Russia President Vladimir Putin to Beijing in the coming weeks. As reported by CNN.com, the two countries would continue well-coordinated work at the UN General Assembly high-level meetings. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told visiting Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in opening remarks. According to Washington, the meeting, part of a four-day trip for Wang to Russia, came as Chinese Vice President Han Zheng met U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on the UNGA sidelines in New York, where both sides reiterated their commitment to maintaining open lines of communications. Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh on Monday attended the Vietnam-U.S. Business Cooperation Forum on Technology and Innovation, which was held in San Francisco City, California. As reported by VOV World.vn, the forum was held by the Ministry of Planning and Investment in collaboration with the Consulate General of Vietnam in San Francisco and the U.S. ASEAN Business Council during Prime Minister China's trip to the U.S. for the 78th session of the United Nations General Assembly and bilateral activities in the U.S. Prime Minister Qing told the forum that the wish is U.S. businesses will continue to invest in Vietnam and their Vietnam participate in the global supply chain, particularly in science, technology, and innovation. Well, listener, that was the newsline read by Ahmad Faisal.
Here is today's commentary on facing peak of dry season. I'm Dalat Pane. In September, Indonesia and many countries in Asia enter the peak period of the long dry season, which has started since early May. Even though it has already rained in several areas, it cannot be denied that observers say September is entering the highest phase of the dry season. The effects of the dry season, apart from drying out water resources, disrupt food security, and also result in forest and land fires. The fires are one of the causes of increasingly hot air temperatures, apart from the main El Nino effect in the Pacific Ocean. According to the Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency, when El Nino occurs, the cloud root area shifts from Indonesian territory to the Central Pacific Ocean region, causing reduced rainfall in Indonesia. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Environment and Forestry noted that the number of hotspots in Indonesia had reached 3,788 spots as of September 5, 2023, and continues to increase. Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya said that this number had increased significantly, up to three times compared to last year's data, which reached only 979 hotspots. Currently, there are six provinces that are prone to forest fires and are badly affected by the heat. They are Jambi, Riau, and South Sumatra, as well as West Kalimantan, Central Kalimantan, and South Kalimantan in the Indonesian part of Kalimantan and several areas on the island of Java. Meanwhile, head of the weather agency, Dwi Korita Karnawati, said that Indonesia is currently facing two climate phenomena simultaneously, namely El Nino and the Pacific Indian Ocean Dipole, IOD, which give rise to the potential for a drought like in 2019. The agency predicts that the peak of the 2023 dry season in Indonesia has occurred from July to September, with coverage of 582 seasons jom, or 83% of Indonesia's total 999 jom. Facing the peak of the dry season, The government and related parties have prepared anticipations such as providing incentives to farmers who fail to harvest, maintaining food security stability, importing main staples as rice, providing education on dealing with forests and land fires to village officials and farmers, as well as seriously monitoring of respiratory tract disease. Another anticipation is the rehabilitation and maintenance of existing wells. There are arrangements for new dams, and thirdly, there are water drops with water tanks if the springs dry up. In addition, engineering artificial rain is also an effort to be overcome drought and forest and land fires. Another effect of the long dry season and forests and land fires is the decline in air quality in several regions of Indonesia. According to the agency's data, the Kalimantan region, especially West Kalimantan, is the region most affected. Meanwhile, in Jakarta, the problem faced is precisely because of pollutant emissions from motorized vehicles. Regarding the El Nino phenomenon, with this dry season, it's time to think about not only a policy issue, but also a matter of awareness of the importance of environmental conservation. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voanews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, we start today in history with September 19, 1945, the Yamato Hotel incident. The Yamato Hotel incident was the tearing of the Dutch flag, which had red, white, and blue, into Indonesian flag, or red-white, on September 19, 1945, at Hotel Yamato, Surabaya. This incident was preceded by the Dutch action of flying their country's flag on the flagpole of the Hotel Yamato, and this sparked anger among the people of Surabaya. The people went to the Hotel Yamato and took down the flag. However, this incident caused conflict in October and led up to the Battle of November 10, 1945. Moving to September 19, 1955, President Juan Perón was overthrown by the Argentine military. Juan Perón is an Argentine general and politician prominent Latin American figure of the 20th century and brought many important changes to his country's political arena. Perón is also famous for giving women the right to vote. But as time went by, he turned into a dictator and ran an authoritarian government. He changed the state institutions so he could be re-elected as president again and fired judges who opposed him. On September 19, 1955, Juan Perón was overthrown in a military coup and exiled. The exile for 18 years didn't diminish his influence among the people. Later in 1973, Perón was re-elected as the president of Argentina for the third year. He passed away in his office on June 1, 1974, and his position was replaced by his wife Isabel, who served until March 1976. We end today in history with the earthquake incident that struck Mexico on September 19, 1985. On September 19, 1985, Mexico was hit by an earthquake that left 10,000 people dead, 30,000 injured, and thousands of others homeless. With a magnitude around 8.1, it was the strongest earthquake ever recorded to hit the area. The 1985 Mexico earthquake was centered 250 miles west of the city, but the unstable ground conditions beneath the city made the shake lasted for 3 minutes. The strong earthquake in Mexico caused major damage to a number of buildings, including old hotel buildings such as Regis, Versailles, and Romano, which collapsed, not to mention other serious damage which caused gas pipes to break, resulting in fires and explosions throughout the city.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia is on Vice President meets with Shanghai Halal Entrepreneurs to expand halal product network. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin paid a working visit to China starting September 14th and visited Fuzhou, Nanning, and Shanghai. In Shanghai, the Vice President met up with local halal product entrepreneurs at the representative office of the Institute for Study of Food, Drugs, and Cosmetics of the Indonesian Ulama Council Shanghai on September 17, 2023. Quoting YouTube from the Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia, the Vice President invited these entrepreneurs not to hesitate to invest in the halal industrial sector in Indonesia. According to him, halal products have quite large potential to be developed, both in Indonesia, which has the largest Muslim population in the world, and internationally.
Pertama, untuk konsumsi Indonesia sendiri, itu sudah cukup.
First, for consumption, Indonesia itself is already quite large as a country with the largest Muslim population in the world, 230 million. And then also for exports to various countries, if it is produced from Indonesia, the product will be even more trusted by Muslims in the world, and halal has become an integral part for the daily lives of the global Muslim community. The Vice President added that worldwide Muslim consumption of halal food in 2021 reached $1.27 trillion and is expected to reach $1.6 trillion in 2025. The condition makes halal certification a prerequisite for a halal lifestyle because it guarantees consumer comfort and protection for halal products. The Vice President added, in terms of regulations, the Indonesian government has issued Law No. 33 of 2014 concerning halal product guarantees. Halal certification is a mandate that must be implemented. To carry out this mandate, the Institute for Study of Food, Drugs, and Cosmetics, the Indonesian Ulama Council, has branch offices in various Shanghai Al-Amin and has facilitated Chinese companies to obtain halal certificates from Indonesia. The Vice President hopes that in the future, it is not only about halal certificates, but will also bring many Chinese entrepreneurs to invest in halal product industry in Indonesia. The Vice President hopes cooperation more between Indonesia and China in the halal sector will become stronger and more sustainable to support the development of the halal industry in the future, added that his effort would bring benefits not only to Indonesia and China, but also to the world community as a whole. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Kini telah berhenti dan diiringi sinar mentari, dingin juga tiada lagi, hangat terasa di sanubari, datang dan
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, when traveling to South Sulawesi, try to enjoy a variety of culinary specialties, especially traditional drinks. One thing you can try is saraba. This drink has a slightly spicy aroma and taste. According to the people of South Sulawesi, Saraba actually comes from Arabia. Saraba is said to be similar to the drink usually given in the city of Mecca when breaking the fast. This drink is usually paired with dates as ta'jil or light meal to break the fast. Saraba is made from a mixture of ginger, brown sugar, coconut milk, and a little pepper. Saraba is usually served with fried bananas and fried sweet potatoes, not forgetting the addition of special chili sauce. Usually, saraba is sold in three variants, namely regular saraba, egg saraba, and milk saraba. Saraba usually has an original or authentic taste without the addition of other ingredients. The egg saraba is served with the addition of egg yolk, while the milk saraba is served with the addition of milk. Each variant has its own taste. Listener, Makassar people usually consume saraba to warm the body. Saraba also functions to restore stamina after a day of activities. Apart from that, saraba also has very good benefits for body health. The ginger content in saraba can improve blood circulation, treat flatulence, and treat migraines. For those of you who are interested in enjoying saraba, many traders sell this traditional drink in Makassar, South Sulawesi at a relatively cheap price, around 20,000 rupiah per glass. There is an additional fee of around 5,000 rupiah or less than $1 for those of you who want to add egg to your glass of saraba. Well, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Berwisata di Bandung. Berwisata di Bandung, which means a tour to Bandung. We listen to a conversation entitled Bersenang-senang. Bersenang-senang, which means have fun. This conversation takes place between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Indah, his vlog community friend at the historic hotel in Bandung. Let's listen to their conversation.
Saya sudah berada di Hotel Savoy Homan, hotel bersejarah di Bandung. Besok kita akan kemana, Indah?
Besok saya akan ajak kamu ke Museum Konferensi Asia Afrika.
Pokoknya ikuti kami terus, kami akan bersenang-senang selama di Bandung.
After we listen to the conversation, I will give vocabulary related to today's material. Bersenang-senang, bersenang-senang, which means having fun. I will say the word slowly twice each and you can repeat after me. Kami, kami, which means we. Bersenang-senang, bersenang-senang, which means have fun. Selama di Bandung, which means while in Bandung. Kami akan bersenang-senang selama di Bandung. Kami akan bersenang-senang selama di Bandung, which means we will have fun while in Bandung. Hotel bersejarah. Hotel bersejarah, which means historic hotel. Besok. Besok, which means tomorrow. Ajak. Ajak, which means invite. Museum Konferensi Asia Afrika. Museum Konferensi Asia Afrika, which means Asian African Conference Museum. Ikuti. Ikuti, which means follow. In the conversation, you heard kami akan bersenang-senang selama di Bandung. Kami akan bersenang-senang selama di Bandung, which means we will have fun while in Bandung. In the sentence, there is the word bersenang-senang. Bersenang-senang, which means have fun or in a state of enjoyment. Other examples. Let's listen to other examples of the expression that means in a state to describe feelings. Berbahagia. Berbahagia, which means happy. Chris berbahagia hari ini, which means Chris is happy today. Bersedih. Bersedih, which means sad. Dia bersedih tidak sempat mengunjungi Bandung. Dia bersedih tidak sempat mengunjungi Bandung, which means he was sad that he didn't have time to visit Bandung. From April 18 until 24, 1955, the Asia-Africa Conference was held in Bandung. It was a high-level conference attended by leaders from 29 Asian and African countries. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia today, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Saya sudah berada di Hotel Savoy Homan, hotel bersejarah di Bandung. Besok kita akan kemana, Indah?
Besok saya akan ajak kamu ke Museum Konferensi Asia Afrika.
Pokoknya ikuti kami terus, kami akan bersenang-senang selama di Bandung.
That was Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia today with the topic Berwisata di Bandung. Berwisata di Bandung, which means a tour to Bandung, and a conversation entitled Bersenang-senang. Bersenang-senang, which means have fun. Hopefully, this edition is useful for those of you who want to get to know Bahasa Indonesia better. We will meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai jumpa lagi.
Tapi tak berlangsung lama, kau tinggalkan aku. Kau pergi berjejak, tanya. Ayo ingat kata-katamu, kau tak akan tinggalkan aku. Ayo ingat kata-katamu, selamanya kamu hanya untuk aku. Ayo ingat kata-katamu, sayang cinta kamu segalanya. Ayo ingat kata-katamu, selamanya kamu hanya untuk aku. La 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 la.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia.
The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voanews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's music corner presents a Malay song entitled Menggoda Kalbu by Eva Ramlan. The song was composed by Suhendri Amrizal. Its lyrics tell about someone in an overseas land who longs to meet her lover. When she misses her lover, she doesn't want to be separated because she always thinks of her face. Thoughts of a lover come back, teasing the heart, disturbing the heart. Well, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Menggoda Kalbu by Eva Ramlan. Enjoy!
Thank you.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @VoiNindonesia, email voi@voinews.id.